receivers seem to get open against Jacksonville. What do you think that said about this group?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's, you know, play calling, our ability to get open, and also the coverage they were playing. You know, they kept it, they stayed true to what they do, play single high. So there were some open spaces to kind of run around a little bit.
Nick seemed to miss some receivers that may have been open or may not have been open. I mean, how did you see that first half going for him? How was his
sense? I'm pretty sure if he could have some plays back, he'd take some plays back. But, you know, that's football for you. You know, you're not always going to be not always going to play the perfect game. And one thing, you come back, you learn from it. You make corrections on the sideline. You make corrections after the game, and don't let those opportunities slip past anymore.
Are you anticipating seeing more man coverage as you go forward here? It seemed like Jacksonville played a lot of zone.
Yeah, I think the Colts are a little more man-to-man coverage team. So it'll be good for us to get tested at the line of scrimmage, make some plays. So I'm excited about that.
The last time that Nick had a down game, or that was just a down half, but a down game, was the Dallas one. He rebounded with a 7-touchdown performance against Oakland. What have you seen from him, you know, this week? Any kind of difference in demeanor, or what's it like when he's bouncing back from struggles?
You know, he stays poised. You know, obviously he gets, you know, he wants to go out there and do the things necessary to win the football game. But you know, when he's facing adversity, he stays poised, and that's kind of what you want to see out of your leader. Out of your quarterback. So, I mean, we don't want anybody else leading this team. I think, you know, he showed that, you know, although he did face some adversity, he bounced back in the second half and played a pretty clean second half.
I think it was after the Chicago game, you spoke about making plays downfield and being more of a downfield threat this year because of this offense relative to the offense in the past. Do you think you showed that on Sunday?
Yeah, like I said, man, I was able to get free a few times. Obviously, the touchdown as well. Yeah, so I mean, I pride myself on being able to do everything they asked me to do. And part of my game, they're going to ask me to stretch the field, which I'll be able to do as well, but also all the stuff I've been doing for 5+ years now. So I'm just excited about being a part of it.
What did it mean to you at all after that game to let people know? I mean, you mentioned a few times that you were open downfield, and you were. Was it important to you to kind of let people know that, hey, I mean, I was open? You know?
It wasn't like that to try to say, hey, look at me. You know what I mean? I'm just saying there was opportunities that we, as while we struggled, there was opportunities we missed. You know, and whether it had to be, Nick not seeing it or being last in progression. So there's a lot of things that go into a football play. You know,
I guess
so.
What I'm asking is, you know, given the injury, given people who aren't here anymore. Was there any part of you that was kind of saying, hey, I got open, you know, look, I can get open too?
Nah, I mean, I've always been a guy to get open and defeat man-to-man coverage, so I'm not worried about that. So.
Jeremy, any thoughts on this Ray Rice situation and where the whole thing's gone?
It's a tough situation, man. You know, there's been guys who have played in this league who's made mistakes before. You know, so... You know, I just hope that, you know, he seeks the help that he needs to get and that family needs to get. And, you know, hopefully for his sake and his family's sake that they'll get those things corrected and hopefully get another chance to play in National Football League.
How well do you know, like, Reggie Wayne? You know, he's been in this league a long time. He had a torn ACL last year, too. Do you pay attention to
him? Yeah, you know, I've watched Reggie for quite some time now. He's a guy that, you know, I kind of, you know, I stole some things from what he's done in the past as far as being kind of a savvy, swift player, you know. So I got the utmost respect for Reggie.
You mean like stealing, like how he runs?
Yeah, yeah, releases and stuff like that. So
good, guys.
Good.
Thanks, Jim.